Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists create connectivity solutions that change the way we work, live, and play. Like Kunle, a Comcast engineer who is focused on revolutionizing the in-home Wi-Fi experience today and for the next generation. Kunle builds powerful Xfinity Wi-Fi devices that deliver a fast, reliable connection with capacity to connect hundreds of high-bandwidth devices at once and next-level latency for the applications of the future, like augmented and virtual reality and cloud gaming. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/Wi-Fi.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now we're joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Marker in Dublin and Forbes Street Restaurant Within, and award-winning co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Pat. How's it going?
You've something simple for us and inexpensive.
Yeah, and also I think most of us overindulge a little bit over Christmas, especially on the meat side of things. So I think I may have shared a recipe like this before, but I'm doing a dal, which is basically a lentil stew. I know an Indian friend of mine got a little bit upset with me when I called it a curry. It's not actually a curry.
Yeah.
It has its own category. So what a dal is basically is stewed lentils. And then I'm going to share a naan bread recipe, which is much simpler than you may think. So what you're going to need for the dal is a leek that you're going to wash and finely dice, a couple of onions that I want you to peel and dice, a carrot that if you can dice it very fine, do, if not, just grate it, a couple of cloves of garlic that you're going to finely chop, a chilli that you can de-seed and chop, or if you like it spicy, leave the seeds in, a couple of tablespoons of vegetable oil, tin of tomatoes, 500 mils of vegetable stock, and then 200 grams of yellow lentils. It's sometimes the supermarkets don't sell these. They're a little bit of a bigger lentil. Mm. They nearly look like a split pea, but I do think they're worth going into the Asian supermarkets to get. If you can't get them, of course you can use the orange lentils or the yellow lentils, work perfectly. Then this is another thing I think that people get, I think, tend to underdo, is the spices. So you want 2 heaped teaspoons of curry powder, 1 of ground coriander and 1 of paprika, and then 1/2 tablespoon of turmeric and 1/2 tablespoon of ground cumin. And then another ingredient that isn't readily available, but it is in the Asian supermarkets, is curry leaves. They kind of look like bamboo leaves, little tiny ones.
Yeah.
And they're really worth getting. They sell them sometimes in the freezer section of the supermarkets, but always have them fresh in your Asian supermarkets. If you can't get them, absolutely don't worry about it. And then chop coriander and fresh lime to garnish. So all you're going to do, soak your lentils in cold water for a couple of hours, overnight if you can. And then to make the dal, put your vegetable oil into a heavy base pot, saute off the leeks and the onions until they're soft. Then you add in the garlic, the carrots, the chili, the curry leaves and all those spices and saute for another couple of minutes. Season with a little bit of salt and pepper. And then you go in with the lentils, the tinned tomatoes and the vegetable stock. And you're going to simmer that for about 40 minutes until the lentils are cooked through. Now, simmer it quite low, and then you have to kind of keep an eye on it. Just give it a stir, because obviously the lentils will sink down to the bottom of the pot.
Stick to the bottom.
They can have a tendency to stick.
But this is easy peasy.
Like, really easy. And really, really delicious and really good for you. And this is a proper batch cook recipe. So if you're going to make it, if you want to double the recipe, it freezes perfectly. It'll be nicer tomorrow. It'll be even nicer the day after that.
Okay.
Really delicious. To make the flatbreads, 300 grams of plain flour, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of curry powder, and you put all that into a bowl, mix in 250 grams of natural yogurt. It looked like there's not enough, but as you need it, you'll see it coming together in a ball. Roll the ball into a log and then split that log into 8 little small balls, and then you're going to roll each one of them about to the size of your palm of your hand.
Yeah.
Use a little bit of flour like you do rolling out any pastry, and then a dry pan onto the stove on a medium heat. Brush it or spray it with a tiny little bit of oil. Put your naan bread in, and as it cooks, you'll see the baking powder doing its thing. They'll start to puff up a little bit. Turn them over, and then just a little bit of melted butter, or if you like garlic butter or chili butter or whatever you like, brush it on, and it's the perfect garnish for a dal.
I mean, that is simple.
Yeah, simple and really delicious. And if you make too many, they're brilliant to have tomorrow for lunch. You can put some tomato sauce and some mozzarella on them or whatever you want to do with them. But really simple. The kids love them. And my vegan friends out there in the world of News Talk would be pleased with me for doing some vegan recipes.
For a change.
Exactly.
Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at Ann and Tara The Marker in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.